Workplace news in brief. Low pay, no way. In response to the new so-called living wage, the bosses are looking for ways to claw back the pennies it will cost them. Corporation tax avoiding Cafenero has blamed the national living wage for its decision to scrap free staff lunches. Despite making millions of pounds in the last year, the company, which has not paid corporation tax since 2007, told staff they would be forced to cough up 35% of the cost of their lunchtime panini. One staff member, who didn't want to be named, told BuzzFeed News the move was ridiculous. She said, "We work for them, we make the money for them, and we are always understaffed. On top of everything, they don't give you food anymore." Meanwhile, two top shop cleaners who campaigned against their poverty wages have been suspended from their jobs at the chain's flagship Oxford Circus store in London. One of the cleaners, Mariah Susanna Benavidez Guaman, used a Change.org petition to campaign against poverty wages, calling for a living wage so I can provide a decent life for me and my family. She was asking for a pay rise from £7.50 an hour to £9.40 an hour. There will be a protest against their victimization, organized by United Voices of the World Trade Union, at 4:30 p.m. on the 9th of April at Topshop on Oxford Street. The Fast Food Rights Campaign for £10 an hour and union rights also continues on the 14th of April with an International Day of Action with protests planned in Wakefield and other UK towns and cities. For more information, see fastfoodrights.wordpress.com and youthfightforjobs.com.